Leave the summertime cooking to the Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, just west of 295. Dine in, drive through, or use Uber Eats. The Original Kronos Gyros, shrimp, fish, oysters, wings, and more. The Original Tunis can cater any occasion. 317-9300. And talk with Z, the owner and founder. Ask him how your church or civic group can use the Original Tunis Restaurant for your next fundraiser. The Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, open 7 days a week. Come meet Z, the founder.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Hey, watch out for the object in the road blocking the left shoulder at 95 North. All right, before Bowden Road. Looking for mostly sunny days all week long. High today, tomorrow about 93. Heat index of 104. Mostly cloudy at night with a low of 75. Yeah, looking for a 30% chance of rain both today and tonight. It's up to 85 degrees at AM 600 WBOB.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of this show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening and my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, today, we are going to explore the law with one of Lily's legal dream team. This is attorney Heath Brockwell of the Brockwell Firm, and he is ready to help us all. He's one of the sponsors. My legal dream team is part of the legal dream team, and I'm always so excited to talk about the law because many of us are afraid. We're fearful to get an attorney involved. There's many reasons why we feel that we shouldn't have an attorney involved. There's so many myths as well. So I spoke to Heath and I said, you know, Heath, let's talk about the benefits of having an attorney represent you, because there's a lot of myths out there of why an attorney shouldn't represent you, especially when you've been in a car accident. Just recently, I've shared with you in the last year, June 8th, I was welcomed to Jacksonville by getting rear-ended by a huge commercial truck. I have four herniated discs, or I've been diagnosed with four herniated discs, spinal compression, and a torn tendon on my left shoulder. And I've done all this. I've been able to heal my body because I do believe the body heals naturally with microcurrent technology, pulse electromagnetic frequency. And Heath has been by my side through this whole ordeal. He's been helping me because I experienced something that I had never experienced, which the person who hit me claimed that I came out of nowhere. Well, after an investigation with the police, they realized that and witnesses that the person who hit me wasn't paying attention and rear-ended me pretty hard. So at that point, because of that, I called the attorney, my attorney, Heath Brockwell. And I have seen, because I used to be in the personal injury, and that's how I met Heath many, many years ago. And I have seen people go to attorneys, go to doctors, and they are in worse shape after the accident, after their treatment, than when they started it. And so we want to avoid some of these myths and how does an attorney help us? Can an attorney help you? And the one I recommend, of course, is part of Lily's legal dream team, Heath Brockwell. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Heath Brockwell of the Brockwell Firm is here to do just that. Welcome, Heath, to the Lynn McDermott Radio Show.
Hi, good to be back.
It's nice to see you. So share a little bit about your background and your qualifications as a personal injury attorney.
Right. Well, I've had the good fortune of doing nothing but personal injury my entire 23-year career. And so I would say to your listeners, and that's the first thing you want, is you want someone that specializes in that particular area. That you don't want generally, if you get in a car accident, you don't want someone that also does divorces, criminal cases, commercial cases. You want, a subspecialist. Just like, for example, if you had a medical issue, let's say you had a broken bone, you'd want to go to an orthopedic. You wouldn't go to a cardiologist.
Correct.
In any event, I started out my career doing insurance defense, and so which was good training. I worked for a big firm in downtown Jacksonville, representing the people that caused the accidents through their insurance company. So that helped me to learn that side of the business. And then shortly into my career, I got an opportunity to kind of jump the fence, so to speak, and represent the people who were injured, which is much more suited to me, to my liking, representing real people. And it's been very gratifying.
Did anything happen in your career where you were representing the insurance company that made you think, you know what, I need to step away from this? It's against my belief.
Well, this may sound a little cynical, but the general game plan in my exposure as a defense attorney was defense firm gets involved and you generally delay, we used to joke around, delay, deny, drag it out. And you're always looking for your client to minimize what you're going to pay to an injured person on a claim as a defense lawyer. That just wasn't suited to my taste, and that's fine. I mean, to each his own. But I preferred representing people that were injured that truly needed help, and that's why I guess I find this so rewarding. And I represent people from all walks of life,
yes.
And that's been nice too.
And that's so wonderful about Heath. I not only know him as a wonderful attorney, but he's also a friend. And we've known each other for over 9 years, and I've seen him grow his practice. And it's really, you're the most important thing to him for the case. So I want to encourage you to learn. Stick around. We're going to talk more about accidents. Accidents aren't planned. That's why they're called accidents. And we're going to continue our conversation with Heath Brockwell when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. The Lilly McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
407-373-5959. Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn with one another. You know, for those of you who have been rear-ended or caused an accident, it's kind of scary. You know, at the time that you're in the middle of this chaos, you don't know what to do. Well, that same thing happened to me about 10 months ago. I was rear-ended and I did not know what to do. And I called Heath. I think I'm the first one. You said I was the first one to ever call you from the scene of a crime.
Accident. I believe that is true. Yeah. That was unusual.
And I only called because they said that I came out of nowhere. And that's not true. I slowed down. I turned on my blinker. I was turning towards the right. I was going to get gas. And they just ran into me. And then they were more concerned about their car. And I couldn't even figure out how to open my door. And when they said, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, I couldn't even figure out how to roll down my window to talk to them because I must have bumped my head or something. But here's the thing. I probably wouldn't have called because there's this negative sense of like somebody hits you, I'll take care of it myself. Now, Heath, why? Let's talk about why call an attorney. And for those of you who have any questions for Heath Brockwell, you can text or call 407-373-5959 because there's so many myths out there about hiring an attorney. Do you hear them all the time, Heath, why we should or should not hire an attorney?
Well, I hear them quite a bit. I would start with a lot of times when I get a client, it's someone that's been in a car accident, is pretty typical, and I'm the first attorney they've ever met or had to deal with. So we start from the premises. A lot of people are just intimidated. They've never dealt with lawyers, and they don't want to have to deal with a lawyer. They have all these perceptions because of all the stuff they see on TV and all these, you know, Hollywood lawyer shows that are unrealistic. So you have that going on, and then, you know, they feel like, oh, well, the lawyer's going to take all the money if I retain the lawyer, which just isn't the case. We you know, if Florida is very regulated, we get a third of the settlement, or it could go to 40%, depending on what state in the case it settles. Mm-hmm. So I think those are some of the initial concerns I seem to run into. And then also you'll get some clients who just think they know more than lawyer, and they're going to go do it on their own. And I've had a number of those cases, and without exception, they will go try to negotiate the case on their own. They'll get offered $500 or $1,000, and then they'll call me back, you know, weeks or a month later, and then I'll proceed and get the real value on the case.
And when you're saying real value in a case, and I know that I'm not trying to pin you, but in a situation that, have you ever had a situation where that has happened? And can you share some of the details without giving up the name of the individual? Where someone tried to deal with it themselves, and then next thing you know, they are calling you because, you know, they're out of pocket, expenses weren't met, right? Or how have you been able to help?
Well, I mean, I have to be careful about specifics, but I can tell you more times than I can count, I've had the following scenario. Client calls me, got an accident. I advise them, you know, here's what generally happens in these cases. Okay, well, I'm going to try to sell this on my own. And literally, they offer them anywhere from $500 to $1,000, maybe $1,500 to settle their case. And this is, bear in mind, this is a few weeks after the accident. Mm-hmm. The problem is that no one should ever settle their case that quickly because you don't know the full extent of your injuries.
Sure.
A lot of times they don't even do an MRI until months later, which can show a disc herniation, which is a major medical finding. Mm-hmm. And so in this same scenario, so they'll do that and they'll call back. They'll be upset. They only offer me $1,000 and then they retain me. And then, you know, I can get them. I mean, depends on the case. Every case is different. If it's a low end case, they may get $10,000 or $15,000 settlement, or it could be, you know, six figures up to seven figures. I mean, it's the range of that all is based on the extent of the injuries and whether or not there's a surgery involved, any other aggravating factors. There's so just too many factors to go into all that, but that's generally how it's gone when people try to do a case on the road.
Yeah. So here's the thing that with me, one of my fears, and I've been rear-ended in the past, and what's happened is I have not gotten anybody involved or an attorney involved because I'm afraid that my auto insurance is going to drop me. And so I had been rear-ended several times, you know, like, I don't know if my car has a magnet, but I was rear-ended. I had never been rear-ended before. My daughter was rear-ended. And so my son, and all of a sudden, I've never filed a claim, never even did that. And then I was rear-ended and I went to seek medical attention. And because I sought medical attention, they dropped me. I didn't even have an attorney. So that was one of my myths that I had, which I thought that if I was with an attorney, that I would be dropped. So I wanted to deal with it, kind of be friendly with my insurance, and they dropped me anyway. And I wasn't even at fault. Does that happen a lot, Heath? And why does that happen?
Well, I mean, the law is that an insurance company is not supposed to be allowed to drop you for a case that is not your fault. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but generally they come up with other reasons for it. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, I don't run into that a lot where just based on one accident you get dropped. But that's an insurance underwriting decision, and lawyers have no effect on that. I mean, we can't control that. Mm-hmm. But you're right. Some people are concerned. I don't want to pursue a claim because the insurance company will drop me. Generally, that is not true. It does not happen that way. But let me, another thing that I think, let's go back to what people need to know about why they need a lawyer or the things they don't know, which I see a lot. In Florida, as you've learned, there's a couple things that are somewhat newer in the law. One is that you have to initiate treatment within 14 days of the collision in order to get your PIP no-fault benefits. Mm-hmm. And that's that pool of up to $10,000 that pays 80% of your medical bills. It comes to your insurance company. A lot of people get confused by that. So if you don't get treatment within the first 2 weeks, you never get that $10,000 of PIP benefits. You're shut out. And then secondly, you have to be determined to have an emergency medical condition to get so that your PIP isn't capped at $2,500. Mm-hmm. In order to get the full $10,000, you have to be determined to have an emergency medical condition. And those are things that lay people don't generally know. And that's the first thing I always advise them of. So if a person were to just sit on the case, not treat, or like wait a few months before they got an attorney, they could really hurt their case and hurt their ability to get certain benefits.
Yes. So you could go in and I want to be specific here. The $2,500, if you go to a chiropractor, that doesn't count. You have to see a medical doctor. Is that what I understand?
No. It does. PIP will pay for whatever medical treatment, whether it's chiro medical treatment you need, as long as it's reasonable and necessary and related to the collision. The cap of $2,500 is that you have to be determined by a medical doctor.
Medical doctor.
To have an emergency medical condition.
Yeah.
A chiropractor cannot determine if you have an emergency medical condition.
Yes.
Another thing that's not generally known.
Now, you talked about the 80% that PIP pays the 80%. This is something that I never knew as well. And I want you, my listening friends, to really listen to this and take notes. That 20% comes out of my pocket.
Yes.
And so let's talk about how can we avoid that 20%.
Well, that's, if you boil it all down, that's why people generally come to me because, you know, the premise is, listen, I got re-injured. I got in an accident. It wasn't my fault. Why am I having to pay anything? Well, yeah, that's because Florida, in its infinite wisdom, is a no-fault state. So
I don't like that.
Your bills have to go through your own PIP first. It only pays 80%. So the 20% you're on the hook for unless you pursue the at-fault driver. If you're determined to have a permanent injury down the road, you can get the 20% of your unpaid medical bills plus what's called non-economic damages, which is the pain and suffering type of damages that most of us have heard about.
And so does that cost a lot?
Does what cost a lot?
To get the 20%,
that was the other point I was going to make. Yeah. So another thing that very few people do is you can also purchase, in addition to PIP that pays 80%, purchase medical payments coverage. Generally, you purchase it in $5,000 or $10,000 of coverage. That pays the other 20%. So then you know you're protected, regardless of who hits you and whether or not they have insurance. You know you have coverage that'll pay 100% of your bills, up to $15,000 or $20,000, if you purchase that additional MedPay coverage. And by the way, that MedPay coverage is one of the cheapest types of coverage you can get. It adds a very small amount to your premium. So it really should be a no-brainer, but I don't know that it's talked about or pushed by the agents or however people
buy their insurance. Not at all.
Yeah.
I have never been told the importance of MedPay until I met you. And
right.
So that is for those of you who are driving around, or if you're listening on the radio or whatever, look at your coverage. What are some of the things, or the little card that shows what your coverage is? And if you don't see MedPay, you need to get that. And it's do you know more or less how much it costs, Heath, to get MedPay?
I don't know. I don't know, but there's one even more important point than the MedPay, if I could.
Sure, absolutely.
Uninsured motorist coverage.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important optional coverage anyone can get. Why is that? Because the state of Florida, again, in its infinite wisdom, does not require bodily injury liability coverage. So someone can rear end you, and under the law, they can be fully protected, but they do not have to carry liability coverage for injuries. They only have to carry coverage for damage to your car. So that's why you buy that uninsured motorist coverage, because there's no guarantee if you get hit and it's someone else's fault that there'll be anything to pursue from the other driver other than getting your car fixed.
Yeah.
So the uninsured motorist coverage would step in that scenario if the person hits you doesn't have liability insurance, and you could make a claim for your pain and suffering in that 20% through your UM coverage.
Yes,
and UM coverage, I will tell you though, is an expensive type of coverage to get, but it's just so important to have.
It is. My daughter has been hit twice by a uninsured motorist. It's unbelievable that there are people driving out there that are uninsured, but it happens. And for those of you who want to learn more and talk to Heath, because consultation with you is free, right, Heath?
Yes, absolutely.
And it's the Brockwell Firm. He's located in Jacksonville Beach. And the number is 904-372-4210. That's how you can find Heath. For those of you who want to learn a little bit more, I mean, the things that I have learned after this last accident have, you know, I've been in the industry before and I didn't know as much as I know now because I've been in an accident and because Heath has been coaching me all along and what to do, because it could be very scary. And talk about bully tactics. You know, they threaten you. You feel like if you go hire an attorney, somehow they're going to abandon you. And they'll do that even if you don't have an attorney. I will tell you that from personal experience. And it's the Brockwell Firm in Jacksonville Beach. That's 904-372-4210. If you have a question for Heath today, you can call or text me at 407-373-5959. Please remember that an accident is just that. So let's be prepared. Let's look at our coverage. We're going to talk about that when we return with Heath Brockwell of the Brockwell Firm, worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A high school football stadium was evacuated after gunshots rang out during a practice football game in South Florida last night. Authorities say the shooting stemmed from an altercation between two students. Two people were injured at the Palm Beach Central High School. Mourners turned out last night in Frederick, Colorado to honor the memory of a Colorado mother and her two little girls. They held a vigil to honor 34-year-old Shannon Watts and her four-year-old daughter, Bella, three-year-old Celeste. The father, Christopher Watts, is being held accused of carrying out those murders. President Trump calling on federal regulators to consider scrapping the requirement for public companies to report quarterly results after business executives have told him that twice-yearly reports would make better economic sense. It's also something that could save those companies money and make it easier for investors to find out what's really going on with the companies. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Did you know that only 1% of all the diamonds in the world qualify to be a Forevermark diamond? They're the world's most carefully selected diamond and the world's most responsibly sourced diamond. These diamonds benefit the communities they're sourced from. That's why these diamonds carry an invisible Forevermark icon on their table. Most people don't know that Forevermark diamonds are individually cared for from the mine all the way to her finger. And that's where Underwoods fits in. Not everybody can carry Forevermark diamonds. And in fact, all of the companies in the Forevermark network that handle the diamond between the mine and her finger are vetted and carefully selected for their honesty and integrity to also carry that Forevermark icon. Underwoods is proud to be a part of the Forevermark network. And in fact, we were one of the first five in the United States invited to join. So come by and see our selection of Forevermark diamonds in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Today's Lighthouse Retirement Hour broadcast will end early so that we can bring you today's Jacksonville Jaguars football game. To hear the Lighthouse Retirement Hour in its entirety, tune in tomorrow from 9 till 11 a.m. We'll also bring you the first hour of the Lighthouse Retirement Hour tomorrow from 3 to 4 p.m. Thanks for listening to WBOB, home of the Lighthouse Retirement Hour and the Jacksonville Jaguars in Spanish.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB. Your 2018 election authority.
Yeah, watch out for the traffic congestion at 295 North, and that is right before Bay Meadows Road. Looking for mostly sunny skies for the next week. High today and tomorrow by 93. Watch out, going to have a heat index of 104, partly cloudy at night, lows of 75, and a little bit of rain today, 30% chance. Currently 85 degrees right here at AM 600, WBOB.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I am your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we learn from one another. Make sure that the person in front of you becomes your teacher. Now, people can teach you what to do or what not to do. There have been many times where I've had preconceived notions of something, and all of a sudden, it's totally different. It's totally different. That's why I wanted to do this show today with Heath Brockwell of the Brockwell Firm. For those of you who have been, I mean, who hasn't been rear-ended? And I had not been rear-ended or in an accident. And all of a sudden, you know, I don't know if this is normal, but all of a sudden, it's like my car becomes a magnet and everybody's hitting me. And there have been cases where I've been hit and I have not filed a claim. And, or, you know, and the moment you file a claim with or without an attorney, next thing you know, you're being dropped. That was my thought, that if I hired an attorney, well, I had never hired an attorney until this time, and I was dropped. So at this point, I needed to protect myself. And that's why I went to the Brockwell Firm. Heath Brockwell is part of Lily's legal dream team, and I'm excited to not only call him my attorney, but I also call him my friend. And it's 904-373-4210. That's 904-372-4210. And I want to also encourage you to take responsibility, not just for to learn a new truth when it comes to being in an accident or anything to that effect, but in life. In life, we have choices that we need to make. And today we're talking about some of these choices, especially when you're not, you're unaware of what happened. Your adrenaline, if you've been in an accident, whether you caused it or didn't cause it, all of a sudden you're making decisions without having a plan. So create a plan. Even though you are not in an accident, create a plan. What do you do just in case you are in an accident? We do that with fire drills, right? Just in case there's a fire drill, we go through it so that mentally we know what to do in case of a fire. But what would you do in case of life, when life happens to you? That's the conversation that we have on the show. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber. When you subscribe, guess what? You get the show sent to your tablet or phone, wherever your email goes to. That's where the show goes to for a podcast. You can also go to whenyouneedafriend.com. And when you click the YouTube video, this YouTube video or this show will be on YouTube as well, because we're recording the on and off the air conversations. And so you can go later on at your leisure. Once you subscribe on my YouTube channel, that will also be sent to you once it is published. But what I'd like for you to do mostly, and what I asked you to do Monday through Saturday, which is check out my sponsors while you're at whenyouneedafriend.com. Heath Brockwell's in there. And for those of you that, I always say this, check out my sponsors, because without my sponsors, this show would not happen. And so check them out. See how you can support them the way they're supporting the show. And as always, you can call. Go make sure you like me on social media. You can call me at 407-373-5959. Today we have Heath Brockwell of the Brockwell Firm. Who hasn't been in a car accident? Who doesn't know someone who's been in a car accident? So if you need a great attorney, the Brockwell Firm is at 2029 North 3rd Street. That's 2029 North 3rd Street in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. The number you can call if you have any questions is 904-372-4210. Now, can people call you at any time, or is just basically office hours, Heath? Thank you so much for not only being on the show, by the way, but a sponsor.
Right. Well, they can call us at any time. We're generally, I have, my assistant is generally there from 9 to 5, but we also, of course, have an answering service. So yeah, they can call at any time.
So if any time, so if I had a question for you today, even though it's a Saturday, or even if it's a weekday or whatever, after hours, they can call you and you'll get, and they'll contact you. Okay.
Right.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
So let's start from the very beginning here, because most of us are, the first way that protect ourselves is to get the proper kind of insurance. And so you talked about the uninsured motorist protection. Now,
right,
off the air, we had this conversation briefly, because many people say, well, I have uninsured motorists, I'm good. But they might have $20,000 of uninsured motorists. And then let's say you're in an accident, God forbid, and you have an ambulance ride or you get airlifted. That's it. If you get hit by an uninsured motorist, that's it. So what is your advice, Heath, as far as uninsured motorist protection? Because I know that that costs more than what we talked about earlier, the MedPay that covers the 20% that the PIP doesn't cover. So let's talk about uninsured motorists and what is adequate insurance when it comes to uninsured motorists.
Yeah. And the first thing I would say is that uninsured motorists is quite a bit more expensive than MedPay. So the general thing I tell my clients is, you know, it's going to add significantly to your premiums to buy as much UM coverage as you can afford. Mm-hmm. Now, in an ideal world, I recommend my clients get at least $100,000 of uninsured motorist coverage.
Okay.
And then let me also...
And underinsured, right?
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. Yeah, it's also... I wanted to explain that. It would kick in if the person that hits you has no liability insurance for injuries. And it could also kick in if, say, the person that hits you only has $10,000 of liability coverage. So then you can get the $10,000 from him, depending on the extent of your injuries, and then you can make an underinsured motorist coverage. So mm-hmm. It's protecting you in a situation where the person that hits you has no insurance, or they have not enough insurance to cover the full extent of your injuries and your damages.
Okay. And $100,000. Now, there's something called stackable and
yes.
Unstackable. Can you explain what that is? Because no one can explain it to me.
Well, I mean, it's pretty simple. If you buy stackable coverage, it's just you multiply, let's say you have 100,000 hours of coverage. It's 100,000 times the number of vehicles on your policy. For example, you and your husband have a policy together. You each have one car. Then that means if you had stackable coverage, you'd have 100 times two. So you would have up to $200,000 for you and for Robert if you guys got into a automobile accident.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is it less expensive? This is what I don't understand. I guess this is where I need more understanding. Let's say I get $100,000 that is stackable, and I have three cars, so that is $300,000 versus
right.
me getting $300,000 worth of insurance and not stackable, but just $300,000. Is that more expensive than the stackable? If going $100,000 stackable versus $200,000 or $300,000 unstackable?
I don't know. That's more of an insurance question.
I didn't know if there was a benefit, a financial benefit of doing one or the other.
I don't know. I could ask my brother. He's an insurance agent. If you want.
Maybe during the break, we'll say, "Hey, bro,
right.
Can you give us the answer to this?" Because I didn't know what the benefits were. If I had $100,000 versus me getting a $300,000. If I had three cars, getting a $300,000.
Yeah. You just have to weigh it out. I mean, you could even pose that question to your agent or where from whomever you buy insurance. Is it cheaper to get a stackable or just get a 300 policy per person?
Okay.
So yeah, that would be a good question.
Yeah. So what are the other things that we need to, when we're looking at our insurance card, what are some of the things that we should be aware of?
Well, I mean, you need every coverage you can get, or here are the coverages generally we see on policies. The two things Florida requires: PIP, which we discussed, 80% coverage pays for your medical bills up to $10,000, and property damage liability, which is coverage you have if you cause a collision, if you cause damage to someone else's car. Those are the only two things required in the state of Florida.
PIP and property damage.
That's right. But what you need in addition to that, as we discussed before, MedPay that pays the 20%, that gives you up to $20,000 of 100% coverage for your medical bills. Mm-hmm. You need to get UM. We discussed that. And then the other coverages you generally see are collision and comprehension. I mean, I'm sorry. I may be saying the wrong thing, but collision, I think comprehensive, that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Collision is, of course, collision kicks in this way. If you cause an accident, mm-hmm. you're not going to get money from the other person because you caused it. So that's where your collision coverage comes in. So in other words, if the accident's your fault, you need to have specifically collision coverage if you want to get your insurance company to pay for the damage to your car, even though you caused it.
Uh-huh.
Comprehensive is more like if someone breaks into your car, it would cover that.
Uh-huh.
Or someone steals your car, would cover that. But those are all the coverages that you see. It is hugely important, not to belabor the point, to get UM, because bodily injury liability is specifically not required by the state of Florida. which is baffling.
Yeah. And if we cause, okay, so how do we know, Heath? And I know that we're getting close to the end of this break. We're at the end of the break. So here's the thing. For those of you who have been in an accident and have done nothing about it because you feel fine, 3 months down the road, if you don't do anything now and it's caused by the accident, you're done. You can't do anything about it. So we're going to continue with Heath Brockwell of the Brockwell Firm to learn more of what can we do to protect ourselves, because sometimes after the accident and after you think you're done, after they've tried to settle with you, that's where the injury begins. And we're going to continue our conversation with Heath Brockwell when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here. Right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Hi, everybody. My name is Kelly Gallagher. I'm a 5-time cancer survivor powered by my 6th pacemaker and a new heart valve. How did I get well? I have the most amazing, incredible, integrative, alternative, complementary, adjunct, and functional medicine doctors that you could ever imagine. And they're all at getyourlifebacknow.live. 2 days, 16 doctors, news you can use. They have all the solutions of how you can take power and charge of your own personal health care.
And if you'd like to purchase this product, please go to getyourlifebacknow.live.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org. to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teacher is attorney Heath Brockwell of the Brockwell Firm. That's 904-372-4210. Call him if you have a question. Call him if you need advice. Call him if you are in an accident, you don't know what to do. Before we went on the break, I talked about how many of us have an accident and we feel fine the next day. You know, we're fine. And all of a sudden, something snaps 3 months down the road. So let's talk about that, Heath. Even if I don't feel pain, should I get checked out at the time within the 14-day period, even if I don't have pain?
I think that you should, yeah. But I mean, if there is no symptoms, then maybe not necessarily. But I mean, typically people will start feeling some symptoms within the first few weeks. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's important to get checked out because a lot of these injuries will, you know, develop over the coming months and you could be in a lot worse shape weeks later as opposed to right after. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing, as we discussed with the law, if you don't get treatment the first 14 days, you're losing out on a pot of potentially $10,000 of coverage for your medical bills. And then subsequent to that, if you try to bill your health insurance because you waited too long, then they're probably going to deny paying it too, because you should have gone through your PIP benefits.
In a situation like that, what are our rights? Let's say someone's in a car accident. The adrenaline is going. They don't have time to go to a doctor. Time goes by real fast. 14 days can go real fast. By the time they start feeling, you know, like my neck hurts, my back hurts, I'm having a hard time sitting down for long periods of time. 14 days have gone by. It's still relatively close. They have forfeited that right. What next? What happens, Heath?
Well, you could still get treatment. I mean, but your options are going to be very limited. Mm-hmm. If you have health insurance, they may pay, they may not. It depends on how it's coded by the doctor. Some doctors won't, if you don't have the PIP or you don't have insurance, they won't see you at all. So it limits your choices, but you can certainly get treatment. And then, you know, there's always the fallback of all measures is that ultimately, if you retain a lawyer confirms his coverage for your injuries from the at-fault driver, then you can do what's called a lien or letter protection, where the lawyer sends a letter to the doctor saying, we'll pay you if and when there's a settlement.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last thing you want to do, because then it creates other issues. But ultimately, you know, you can do it that way. But no lawyer is going to do that unless they can confirm that there is some coverage to pursue for the client's pain and suffering, meaning liability coverage on the part of the person that caused the accident, or you have uninsured motorist coverage.
Now, if I caused the accident, can I still get an attorney? Should I get an attorney to protect me?
Let me answer this way. If you cause an accident, your insurance has what's called a duty to defend you. So if you ultimately get sued or a claim gets made against you, first your insurance company will deal with it. If you get sued, your insurance company has to hire a lawyer to defend you. And the only thing that you must do if you cause a collision, that the only way that they might try to get around that is if you didn't report the accident to them. So it's whether you're at fault or not at fault, one of the first things you do is you always report it to your insurance company.
Good. Good. Okay. So how do I know I have a case, Heath? Let's say I get in an accident and the person admits to it. They say they caused the accident. Why get a lawyer? What, at what point, you know, why should I, they admit to it? The insurance is going to pay my bills. Why get an attorney? How do I know I have a case?
Well, there's no reason to get an attorney unless you have symptoms that are significant enough to require treatment. That's when you need a lawyer. And why do you need a lawyer then? Well, as a layperson, you're going to have a hard time knowing what your case is worth. And you don't know all the things that can develop. For example, some people start out with a soft tissue type of injury. Then they end up having a surgery a year or two later. If you never get an attorney, you're never going to get fully compensated for both your economic damages and non-economic damages. And you could really hurt yourself, because, you know, the consequences of injuries are huge. I mean, you could be out of work. It could limit your ability to make money in the future. You just don't know. I've seen a lot of cases start out where it didn't appear it was a serious injury. It ended up being a multiple surgery case. Those cases are worth a lot of money potentially because the damages are so significant. And so it's important for you to get a lawyer who can find out what insurance is available, what assets, what resources are available to help you compensate you.
What are the compensations that we are entitled to? Because you know all those. We don't know what they are.
Right.
I know that you've told me to keep track of my mileage, for example.
Right. Well, yeah. The Florida is a a state that requires a permanent impairment rating. So first of all, if you get an accident, you know, you've got the coverage we talked about for your bills, and a certain portion isn't paid. The at-fault insurance company will pay the 20% even if you don't have a permanent injury. However, the big bright line dividing point is if you have a permanent injury or permanent scarring or disfigurement, then you're entitled to not just the economic damages, meaning the medical bills, but you're also entitled to what's called non-economic damages, which is pain and suffering, diminishment of earning capacity, loss of enjoyment of life, those types of, you know, things that are would be hard for a layperson to value. Lawyers typically can do that because we deal with that all the time.
What
and
about
those are potentially
emotion?
All the things you can ask a jury to award, and it would be on a verdict form.
Oh, okay. And what about loss of motion? Let's say, you know, someone gets injured and now they can't, you know, like you said, now their quality of life has changed. And is there a value to that? I mean, how do you figure out the value? Is that something that you determine or by their lifestyle or what?
Well, I mean, there's various ways, and there's no hard and fast formula, but generally the way it works is if you do have some permanent loss of motion, you have a doctor testify that, you provide that kind of testimony, and that helps us value this. Okay, well, let's look at it. We've had in these prior cases when we've had this issue, what have they been worth? And so, you support that through what the doctors do in their office to measure, to quantify the loss of motion, and then they can give you an opinion on what kind of permanent impairment they have based on that.
Yes. So I know that you're in Jacksonville Beach. For those of you, we're talking to Heath Brockwell, the Brockwell firm, and the number is 904-372-4210. Keep this number handy because let me tell you, I needed it when I was rear-ended in Jacksonville 10 months ago. It's 904-372-4210. That's the Brockwell firm, Jacksonville Beach. Now, if people live in other areas in Florida, would you be able to represent? Because my show's heard all over the world. I don't know if you can take cases outside of Florida, but in Florida, is that something that you can do?
Yeah, I've done cases all over Florida. Currently, I have a case in Fort Lauderdale. I have one in a couple in Orlando. I have one in Tampa. I've had them in Fort Myers. So yeah, I'm licensed to practice all over the state of Florida. I can also do cases in other states. There's certain procedural things you have to do in order to do that. But yeah, I've done cases out of state as well.
Okay. And so what should we look for an attorney? What are some of the things that you know that you have a good attorney? Because there's a lot of attorneys that you become a number. And what I like with you is that you take the time to tell me what's going on.
Right.
And Candy. I got to mention Candy's name.
Please do.
Yes.
You want a lawyer that if you're just like I mentioned before, if you're going to a doctor, you want to go to a lawyer and this is his primary area of practice. If it's an injury case, you want someone that's easy to research. Is this what he's done? You want a lawyer that's, you know, if the lawyer says he's going to represent you, he's not going to then meet with you initially and then hand you off to someone and, you know, you're going to have a hard time getting access to him. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest selling point. I mean, I meet with my clients, you have direct access to me. And then also, you want a lawyer that's going to see your case through. You don't want a lawyer that's going to, what I call, short settle your case. Because like I mentioned before, you have no idea how long the consequences are with your injuries. And so, it's, you know, in some cases, my cases can take 2 or 3 years. But you never want a lawyer that's going to be in a hurry to settle your case.
Very good. That's very good. And for those of you who want to learn more about Heath Brockwell of the Brockwell Firm, it's thebrockwellfirm.com, 904-372-4210. Heath Brockwell, thank you so much for being on the Lone McDermott Radio Show today. You are an amazing man and a great lawyer. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And to you, my listening friend, you just never know. That's why they're called accidents. What are you going to do when you get in an accident? You call the Brockwell firm, Heath Brockwell, 904-372-4210. Please remember, you have a date Saturday with me, Monday through Friday, actually, for those of you who listen to me on The Biz, Monday through Saturday. So we'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lil McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
There you go.